Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, right? Everyone's prepping for that weekend. A little college football going on. You know, pro football going on. Ding dong. And a brand new addition to KFI every Saturday night at 8 o'clock is this chump sitting in front of me. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Gregory. How you, bub?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
Look at you, dude. All right. How about popping off your texting and maybe starting with the interview? How about that?
Well, I'm getting...
How about that?
I'm getting the latest information about Smash and Grab for you. That's what I was booked
for.
Oh.
Then I apologize.
That's
return.
Okay.
Return.
Jeez. What kind of day you had?
Last night, we gave you the biggest compliment.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because, okay. You know, all of us personally hate you, but we love your show.
You know
and
what?
It's a huge compliment.
I get this all the time. Everyone loves my lockout, but they hate me. And then you love my show, but hate me.
That's right. Well, Bellio hates you. Angel can't stand you. Right. Crozier just tolerates you. And Juwan doesn't really enjoy you either. But we love the show. That's a compliment, buddy. It's a compliment.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. So what is going on with this smash and grab? Are people still smashing and grabbing?
Just a few minutes ago, I tweeted out Beverly Hills Police Department actually just hired private security to help patrol. Armed private security.
Like they did after, over the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they just brought in armed security.
They don't mess around in Beverly Hills.
No.
They got a huge budget. They got endless money. And then as soon as you start knocking off, women and men who live in Beverly Hills through a smash, you know, smashing a window and breaking in and killing somebody, people in Beverly Hills, they turn to the cops and go fix it.
Yeah. And let's just say they have a different approach to crime fighting than other agencies.
Right. So they're bringing the guys on immediately, huh?
Yeah. Right now. They've been putting armed private security out on the streets. So they've identified, just like L.A. City,
are they
LA,
undercover?
County, L.A. I don't know. That's a good question. Odds are, no, because I don't think private security is going to, unless they're doing like a shopping thing, but I think you're going to find mostly the detectives sworn in police departments be the undercover.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then I think you're going to see the armed patrol augmenting out exterior, perimeter security and that kind of thing. And you're right. You know, they deployed the same thing back last summer when all of the looting was going on following civil unrest. So they as you mentioned, they don't really mess around, and they've got these companies on contract. They just pick up the phone and say, I need 150, you know, and then they'll find them.
And these guys are expensive probably, right?
Oh, sure.
$100 an hour, maybe?
I'm sure.
Maybe more.
At least, especially if they're armed, they're going to be more valuable.
Right. And that comes immediately. I mean, you know, sure. Beverly Hills doesn't say, okay, we're going to the, the smash and grab committee, and then it'll go to another committee, and then so on and so forth.
Well, I think that murder, as you mentioned, was sort of the proverbial straw on the camel's back.
Right. I think there's something strange with that murder. I really do. And again, I don't know much about it, and the cops know a hell of a lot more than anybody, but it seems really odd.
In what way?
It just seems like, she was a frail old woman. She didn't pose a threat to this guy. And a guy's not going to risk going to jail for the rest of his life in shooting this woman. I think there's a bigger story to that.
You think it's some sort of an inside job?
I don't know. I'm not saying what it is. I'm just saying that it doesn't.
You want to whisper it to me?
My spidey hairs are standing up on the back of my neck.
Well, I will tell you, you're not the only one that's thinking that.
Is that right?
Yep.
Really? All right. Well, let's
how
see.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Now, how do you know that? Yeah. Secret inside sources?
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
All right. Then we'll talk about the story?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I can tell you off the record right now.
Okay. All right. But that's, I think there's something more to this.
Yeah.
Right? Plus, also, the guy that did it was a parolee. He's out on parole, right? Mm-hmm. And he ended up breaking into this couple's house and shooting her and killing her.
I don't think he took much out of the house, from what I understand. And then he got caught later in Hollywood Hills shooting himself in the foot. So he's not good with a gun. Right? How did he?
Well, presumably so, right.
How do you shoot yourself in the foot when you're robbing a joint?
Have you ever seen that YouTube video of that agent or that cop that was doing a class? He was in some high school.
No.
And he's like talking about gun safety and stuff. And he shot himself in the foot in front of all these kids. And he's like,
wow.
And he's trying to really maintain his composure. You could see it. It's like, and he just shoots. And he's like, he's this big man. And he goes, so this is what happens when you
that's
know, mess around with guns. And he was like,
well,
shot himself.
Look, if you, I saw this thing online. If you take a gun out and you pull the trigger, you can expect bad things to happen.
Well, unless you're Alec Baldwin and you just pull the hammer back and then it goes off.
Yeah, that's a weird thing too.
That was
right.
And you
know, last night in that special with Stephanopoulos, Alec Baldwin said, "I'm not sure who's at fault, but I know that I have nothing to do with it."
Well, and I was listening to Gary and Shannon do an analysis on it today, and you know, and I think they're right when they said that everything Alec Baldwin was doing was already rehearsed with an attorney. All his responses, and we don't know what the terms of the interview were.
But why would Stephanopoulos sell himself out like that for this loathsome character?
Because
right?
It's an exclusive.
Yeah, but still, does he really need to sell out his reputation for this guy? I mean, everyone thinks now that Stephanopoulos is an a-hole for doing this.
They do?
Oh, yeah. All over Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and social media. I'm big on social media.
I know you are. Are you talking about the fact that he gave him that kind of attention?
The music behind it, the softball questions, the...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the terms of the interview were. And it's the same thing, you know, a network likes to grab the first interview. They want to always be the first, like Fox did Rittenhouse.
It was huge for ratings last night for ABC.
Well, Fox did Rittenhouse. That was the same thing
there. I get it.
Exclusive.
I totally understand it. But it seems like, you know, the Rittenhouse thing was done after the case was closed. You know, that interview was done after the case was over.
I thought it was taped. It was, okay, you're right. It was taped.
Right. This is still an open case. I mean, that's why it's so bizarre. Wouldn't you recommend that if you were Alec Baldwin's representative to just shut up?
Yeah. I think so, but I think...
I mean, you've known these guys forever. I mean, you've seen a lot of celebrities in a lot of trouble, and always the guy that comes in to clean up, he always says, just shut up.
Yeah, I think there's a sense that Baldwin feels like he's either got to clear the air. I'd like to know whether this was the attorney's idea or whether this was Baldwin's idea. And to Gary and Shannon's point today, listening to him, they were talking about his ego and his narcissism is so high that he probably feels like he can come out and confidently say, I'm not a part of this. It happened on my watch, but I'm not a part of it. And that he somehow is building his defense.
Yeah. Well, did you see also in that interview, and we're going to play some of it a little later, that he said it was 45 minutes to an hour after he shot Helena Hutchins before he realized that he shot it.
That was a real bullet. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And they're talking about how long it took to get an air ambulance there or somebody. I was listening to bits and pieces of it today, but, you know, it's just the whole thing was just sound like, as you'd like to say, bad vibes in New Mexico.
It was horrible vibes.
Horrible vibes.
All right. Can you stay with us?
Of course.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about your weekend show, right? Saturday,
sure?
8 to 10.
Yeah.
And then when we're taking this commercial break, I want to know your sources. And I'll give you mine.
Okay.
But I think I smell a rat in this Beverly Hills murder.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're live on KFI. It's Conway and Steve Gregory is with us. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Steve Gregory is with us. So a little more on this smash and grab, and then we'll talk about your weekend show. What's the solution here? What do you? I know you have a lot of sources from inside LAPD. Are they frustrated?
Oh, everybody's frustrated. LAPD, LA County Sheriff, all the local police departments, everyone's frustrated because the consensus of all law enforcement I speak with is that what we are experiencing right now is the result of a decade's worth of social, not social, but justice reform. What we're seeing is like Prop 47, Prop 57, AB 109, Prop 39. You're seeing all that realignment, all that reduction in bail to zero bail, the reduction in, you know, reclassifying felonies as misdemeanors. You're seeing all of that now come to fruition. Now, it was easy for everyone to blame the pandemic last year. because everything, you know, after school those programs were closed, community centers were closed. There was nothing for young people to do. And that was always the excuse for why there was a spike in crime last year. But when you look at it historically and you put it on a graph, it's been a steady increase in crime over the last decade.
Right, but even when you do the right thing like that, you know that woman, she was a chief of police out in Santa Monica, and she got thrown out because she was too rough on the people rioting.
Well, yeah, and there was a lot of political pressure there because there was a consensus, much like much like what the city of Los Angeles went through. Their approach and strategy to dealing with the looting and all the civil unrest that night was starkly different than the LA County's strategy. And there was a strategy, more of a hands-off strategy at the time. I talked to, and I think on this very show, we talked live that night. I was being told by commanders in the field, cops in the field, that they were being told to take a more hands-off posture.
I remember talking to you while people were breaking into stores.
Yeah. So there was this sense of this, it was a very delayed response to a lot of this. And I think it was Cynthia Reynard, I think it was if memory serves, when she was at Santa Monica. She opted to take that sort of hardline approach and get in there and be more proactive and put more cops in there. Well, the problem was that the optics don't support what was going on at the time. The last thing they wanted to see was a skirmish line of a bunch of police officers in body armor with AR-15s and, you know, helmets on. That was sending the wrong signal at the time. And
seems like the right signal.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
And you're talking to me.
And okay, well, the city council at City Monica didn't like her posture and didn't like her strategy, and she was eventually run out of town.
But here's a stat, and then we'll talk about your weekend show. But here's a stat that I think is going to get the attention of a lot of people. 47% of the people who live in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Long Island outside of New York City, right? 47%. Who have a tradition of going in to see the tree lighting ceremony and shopping in Manhattan with their kids, their wife, their husband, taking their dog, whatever. 47% said they're not going to downtown Manhattan because it's too dangerous. 47% is huge.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this is going to impact brick and mortar business. Already is. And then you got the poor folks on Magnolia. I mean,
we're going to talk to Audrey at 7 o'clock. She owns a store there. And four stores were broken into right there.
Yeah, you and I are, we live in Burbank.
I used to live a block from where that happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. That's right.
I lived on Cordova, yeah, right near Porto's.
That's right. And so it's sad when you know, we have razor wire now at the entrances of the Grove.
It's crazy.
It's razor wire. It's like a police state.
Right.
And now armed private security to augment the police force in Beverly Hills. It is a very, very crazy time.
I used to live a half a block away from Porto's Bakery here in Burbank. Mm-hmm. I remember coming home one day. I'd walked up to Porto's, and I walked home. That's how close I was. I was like eight houses away. I came back, and I'm not BSing you. There was a family. There's two parents and two kids. They put a blanket down, right, to eat their Porto's on my front lawn. And it didn't bother me. Because the kids look like they're enjoying themselves.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that crazy?
You must have had you did have an inviting lawn. I remember.
Yeah, we had no gate, no fence or anything. And the kids, and I walked in the house, and the guy's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, no. That's what the lawn's for. Kids should enjoy it. What
that's
the hell?
Great.
Stay there as long as you like. I don't care.
Speaking of families, and before I forget, Mayor Bob Frutos, I'm supposed to invite you to the tree lighting ceremony Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday night.
It's tomorrow night, I think. Yeah.
Saturday's already tomorrow night?
That's right.
It's God almighty.
Yeah, because my show's on Saturdays.
That's right. Okay. All right. What is this show all about? It's unsolved, right?
It's unsolved.
Right. Nothing solved.
And I finally got to hear the segment the other night with Morgan playing the Instagram that she edited together to make you look like a vapid sort of. Oh, my God. When I saw that and listened to your segment on it, it was pretty funny. It had me laughing out loud.
It didn't put you in the best light, but. It promoted the hell out of your show.
It did, but the way she edited it together was brilliant.
She learned from the master.
She learned, I don't know, but it made me laugh so hard. And because she's the one, she's, hey, talk about your show. I'm like, okay. So I started talking about it.
She totally railroaded you.
Oh, my God. Little did I know. I'll never trust that little one again. Never trust her again. But so Mayor Bob Frutos and I were talking yesterday, and he said to make sure to remind you that he's putting a lot of effort to. This year's a really, really special event. I think 5:30 is the call
time
tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Yeah, downtown Burbank.
Are you going to go?
I want to, yeah. If I can get out of here, I'll be here working most of the day tomorrow.
All right. Crows, you going to go? Come on. Burbank tree lighting ceremony.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Well, now he's engaged. He just sits on the couch.
I know, right? Now he's like, okay, the hard job's over now.
Yeah, he came in the other day and he goes, oh, I've got a list of things to do now with my fiance. Oh. I'm like, oh, boy.
He's throwing that around now?
Here we go.
And also, before I go, I just want to give a big shout out to Bruno and everybody at
the White House.
The White House the other night.
Yeah, that was a good night.
That was a great night.
That was beautiful.
It was good times. And the listeners are amazing. They come up and say hi, and it was good stuff. It was good times.
We were talking about how beforehand we were, when we were having something to eat before the show started, then one of the waiters ended up, a kid who recognized Steve's voice and recognized my voice. We were sitting at the table. He goes, he had no idea, I guess. That's what he says. You know, he says, you guys, I'm hearing what you guys are saying. Are you guys on the radio by chance?
Oh, wow, that's kind of cool. Really,
he's like a 25-year-old kid, been listening to KFI since he was 13.
Yeah, and Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas.
Well, I didn't get to meet that dude.
Yeah, he was a really nice kid, but it was spooky because you're like, oh, first of all, you know, people recognize your voice. It's a little spooky.
Yeah.
But he was like going on and on. It was like, he said he was a fanboy. Like, well, that's bizarre. Yeah, it's very out of our demo, it seemed like to me. He's not the kind of kid I'm used to meeting, a KFI fan. So,
how come whenever we do remotes, guys always come up to you? You never get like, you know, these young...
Oh, no, I had a lot of women come up to me on Tuesday.
Okay.
A lot. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
It was a great mix, 50-50.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't see
you. You did?
Them.
Who's that?
It's Angel.
Oh.
Angel Martinez.
Oh, Angel doesn't talk all damn night. Now she starts to pipe in.
And smoked you, dude. Smoked you.
Was she what?
Smoked you.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just go with it.
Rolled
all right. We're live on KFI. Gregory, thanks, man. 8 to 10 tomorrow,
course,
right?
Pal. Take care, buddy.
Right, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
And tree ceremony lighting at 5:30.
I think so, yeah.
And we'll buy beers. We'll get beers after
that. Let's do that.
All right. Let's get hammered.
Let's do that.
Okay. I'll do it with you. All right. We're live on KFI. Morning Health Crew.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, KFI, AM 640, it's Conway Show. We've got a mega asteroid that's going to be passing fairly close to planet Earth, where all of you are right now. Everybody listening right now, you're all on planet Earth. Well, that may not be true, right? And we have 50,000 watts screaming out into the into the universe. Somebody might be listening somewhere else, right? We just don't know. And we don't get ratings there, right? So screw them. All right, anyway, let's find out when this asteroid's zipping by us, huh?
Well, heads up, if you live on planet Earth.
Yeah, we all do.
Guess that's all of us. A giant asteroid hurtling toward our planet, expected to intersect with Earth's orbit next week. This is animation from NASA. The space agency says the asteroid is as wide as a football field is long.
Wow.
And is considered potentially dangerous because of its size and its proximity to our planet. On the 11th of December, the asteroid will be at its closest proximity to Earth in 20 years. Still,
how far is it?
It'll only come within 2.5 million miles of us, and then it'll be about 10 times farther away than the moon. So,
10 times farther away than the moon. Okay. All right. I get that. I understand that. All right. Ding dong. You know, everyone loves IKEA, right? And man, we've all bought into the scam, right? And not a scam, but I guess, well, maybe scam-ish, right? What other furniture? What other furniture, Belly? Now that you've chimed in, right?
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. I totally get it. I call it. What other furniture do you go to with Johnny Bellio? You buy a couch or a chair, and then you have to put it together. When do you buy an armoire or a chest of drawers, and you got to go home and put that together?
Right. Yeah.
They said they're using us as the manufacturer,
as their workers.
Right. We're the assemblers.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Ashley Furniture puts it together for you. Bob's puts it together for you. But we go home with that crazy tool, and we put the furniture together, and then we always have that handful of nuts and bolts at the end going,
right.
We need
and
these?
It's always wobbly, too.
And because of the material that they give it, like, if you, like, tighten it too much, it breaks, right. Then you're screwed.
But you know what? For some reason, we love it. It's cheaper than furniture you'd buy at a real furniture store. Not that it's not a real furniture store, but there's something about IKEA. These guys are onto something. It's an experience. It's not just going to a furniture store. You got the cafeteria. You got a place where kids can hang out and play. You know, you can warehouse your kids there for an hour while you go and shop around. And everybody, you know, there's arrows to tell you where to go, so you can yell at people when they go against the arrows. And it's just a cool hang.
It's always struck me as like a college supply store place on steroids. The furniture and the things like that. And nothing bad about it. I mean, it's great for what it is. You know what you're getting there, and you get it. And they have a ton of, like you said, ton of selection and stuff. I go there all the time. I love going to IKEA.
But do you remember the Sears catalog coming out around Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? This is like walking through a Sears catalog.
And the Monkey Wards.
That's good.
Yeah, Monkey Wards. Monkey Wards. Monkey Wards is great, man.
But Tim, do you ever yell at people in IKEA for walking against the arrows on the floor?
Well, let me try to frame this where I'm not going to get into trouble, okay? I often go with my wife, and somebody in our party does.
Okay.
Okay. You understand that?
I sure do.
Ding dong, right? No, she's not that bad. Once in a while, if somebody's really, you know, running the wrong way and running into kids or almost hitting kids, she will, you know, raise her voice or at least say, hey, what's going on with you? Right. I'm not there because that's how you get shot nowadays, right? I don't want to get shot doing that.
You're a better man than I. Sometimes I can't help it. I got to, hey, come on.
Right. No, man, you and my Jen, it would be the glow of a nuclear bomb.
It totally would.
You know, people have to look at you guys with glasses, special glasses when you walk around the mall.
You guys would be yelling at me if I was in there.
Yeah. But this is a cool IKEA thing. They're going to have a sleepover.
Trapped inside IKEA.
Yeah.
A snowstorm in Denmark forced dozens of people to have to spend the night in the store.
Wow.
All of them were stranded after a foot of snow fell in that area, so they just clearly made the best of it. Six customers and about 24 staffers all just hunkered down. And one person, maybe it's this man laid out in the bed, said that he'd been wanting to try a hard mattress because the one he had at home is too soft. So he used this opportunity to try one out. Other people, as you can see in that video, spent the evening playing games, eating food, and watching TV.
That's kind of cool, right? They didn't kick him out. They just sort of let them hang. Ding dong with them. All right, at 7 o'clock tonight, we have a lovely lady coming on. Her name is Audrey. She owns a shop in Burbank, and she's very close to where there was a smash and grab. 7:30, Alex Michelson's coming on. I'll talk about Omicron, I guess. And then Licorice Pizza review at 8 o'clock. You want to hear that with our buddy Sam Rubin. And then Joe Buscaino, right? He's the council member for the 15th District. And see what's going on with that guy. He's coming out. I guess there's a couple of tree lighting ceremonies that are going on. And we'll talk to him about the smash and grab and also a homeless problem I guess he wants to put a couple of areas on the list of no more campers, ahoy. So we'll talk to him. Big, crazy night, all prepared just for you guys listening. We're live on KFI More Now with Crozier. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. I'll be so blue. Play you a piece of audio here. It's a sort of a spoof on how they created IKEA. And it's been up on the internet for about a year or so. And maybe you've seen it, right? If you have, good for you, right? Don't spoil it and tell everybody about it. And don't tell everybody how it ends. I don't know if there's any swearing in it. I don't remember there being any swearing in it. So we'll keep an eye on the dump button. And it's how IKEA was invented. And it's Charlie Bernes, B-E-R-E-N-S. Very funny guy. Wow, he has almost 600,000 subscribers. I'll subscribe. Boom. To his YouTube station. So here's how IKEA was invented. A little brainstorming inside a, just a business meeting.
All right, guys, we need some ideas. We got crushed last quarter. We have to change something.
How about a focus group?
Not now, Todd. We need real ideas.
We're spending too much
money.
We need to spend less
money.
Can we get a visual for that?
Okay, so right now we're spending this much money. What if we start spending this much money?
What if we spend less money and only one line through?
You've cut out a whole line.
Manufacturing line.
That's brilliant. No manufacturing.
No manufacturing.
We won't make any of the furniture. We'll let them make the furniture.
Yes. DIY.
Oh, people love DIY. Pinterest. Wait. Hold on. No, because we have to give them tools.
One tool.
But we make it cheaper.
An Allen wrench.
One Allen wrench puts together all the furniture.
People will hate it, but we will love it.
And because they're going to assemble it, we can pack it smaller. Little boxes, big warehouse. All you need.
Yes.
Oh, wait. But when they show up to the warehouse, they won't know which box to get.
Showroom.
Yes, the whole place is just a showroom.
At my last job, we would
just... Shut up, Todd.
Todd, please. This one Halloween, I went through a corn maze.
Corn maze?
Mm-hmm. So I was in the corn maze, and I was like, wow, if there was just a bedroom here, I'd really buy everything in the bedroom.
We make a corn maze.
We make a corn maze.
But instead of corn, it's products. Yes! We have a start and we have a finish. So they go through, and if they want to buy curtains, they first have to pass through...
The kitchen. But before the kitchen, the bedroom.
The bedroom.
And before the bedroom...
The throw pillows. Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Okay, hold on. Women are going to love this because what do women like to do?
Shop.
Correct.
That seems a little sexist.
Shut up, Todd. How do we get the men in the store?
Let me think. Got it.
Two words.
Meatballs.
Meatballs?
Meatballs.
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 Yes!
Meatballs.
Yes! Write it down.
Meatballs.
Todd, write this down. Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Yes!
Meatballs!
So while the men are annoyed that their wives are over here spending money, they're in our cafeteria doing what?
Spending money.
Okay, we can't just be meatballs, though. All right, what else can we have?
We can hire that marketing team.
Todd, please. Hold on, let me call my three-year-old and see what he thinks. Hey, buddy, what are your favorite foods? Cinnamon rolls. Hot dogs, pizza. What's that? Soft serve ice cream. What did Grandma say? Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
That's it. That's all we need.
What about French fries?
No one likes French fries, Todd.
Todd, this isn't McDonald's.
No one's gonna think this is a real thing. It's too new. It's too different.
What if we just say it's Swedish?
That's perfect. No one knows anything about Swedish.
I know. Where even is it?
And we'll use Swedish words for all the products. Yeah. This isn't a cup. This is a flubu.
And people will be like, foreign. Cool.
Yes. Anything you can find in a house will sell.
Plants.
Ficuses and ferns, but none of it's real. It'll be the only thing that comes assembled. All we need now is a name.
We just need a name.
You know, Todd, I don't know what you're going to say, but I don't want you to say anything, okay? The grown-ups are doing good work over here. I need you to not say anything.
Okay. What did you say?
What'd you say?
Say it again, Todd.
Say it again, Todd.
Okay.
That's it. IKEA!
Yeah, that's great, man. I made YouTube and TikTok, social media, Instagram. Man, there are a lot of funny people out there who otherwise none of their creativity would ever be seen by anybody. You know, whenever you made a, you know, like a short video, maybe you're an animator, and it was, and you gave a copy to a friend, and, you know, his college roommates looked at it, and it got passed around and eventually thrown into a drawer. But now you can put it on YouTube, and you can have 100,000 people look at it in a single day. I mean, it's sensational. It really
and
is.
The careers that it's created.
Oh, yeah.
For
right.
the creativity. And
and the careers it's created. You know what I mean? You know, kids opening up boxes of toys, making $40 million a year. not quite the careers that, you know, that I'm going to follow. But I guess people do that. You know, they like to see people opening up crap. I don't know. It's really bizarre. And there's another thing out there. And it's been out there for a while, but now it's even becoming more popular. Watching people eat an entire meal. There's one.
Oh, those are huge videos.
There's one station where it's a video of a buffet. It's a live buffet shot. And it's all people just eating buffet all day long. And it gets hundreds of thousands of views. It's unbelievable. All right. this guy, Brian Kelly, right, he left Notre Dame. And he went to LSU, just packed up his crap in the middle of the night and split and went to LSU, right? And the people at Notre Dame were really pissed because, you know, they didn't tell anybody. They learned on text. They learned on Twitter the night before that their coach is leaving. Their coach of 12 years is pulling up stakes. He's going after the big bucks, $9 million or $10 million a year for 10 years. And he left Notre Dame. And he went to LSU, to Louisiana. This guy, Brian Kelly, has never been to Louisiana in his life. Not even once. And he goes down there. They fly him down in a private jet. That's the new thing to do. You know, you steal a coach from a university, you fly him down in a private jet. The band and the cheerleaders welcome you. The mayor comes out. The president of the university comes out. And then this fraud, Brian Kelly, right, goes on to LSU. And he goes onto the basketball court because they're having a basketball game that night. LSU was playing basketball. And he does a Southern accent, which he's never done before. And he greets people and talks to people in a Southern accent, right? It is the most phony thing I've ever heard in my life. And we got audio tape of it. Here it is. Again, Brian Kelly's from Boston. Never been to Louisiana in his life. Listen to this guy's accent.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state.
Isn't that great? I'm here with my family. And he thinks that people in Louisiana are just going to buy this, right? It's going
to be a tiger.
It's going
to be a tiger. I'm here with my family.
Tiger. He didn't see how this turned out for Alec Baldwin's wife with the, how do you say, cucumber?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? It is so classic. What a dope. Right?
How do you say in Southern family?
And you know what? This guy's going to have an impossible task to recruit because everyone will see what a phony he is with this accent and this stupid family his going down to Louisiana. And he's not going to get any of the good kids. He's going to have fifth, sixth, or seventh pick of university, and he's going to get crushed. And now Notre Dame fans, this is great. Not only do you now really root for Notre Dame to win, right, because this fraud, Brian Kelly's gone, but now you have an additional thing to watch on Saturday. Now you hope that LSU loses every game with this guy, with his family.
I'm here with my family.
My family. This guy's from East Boston. He's never been south of Kentucky in his life.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited.
So excited with my family.
I'm here with my family.
Oh, my God. What a fraud that dude is. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.